Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 23rd of November, recording at an early for me. I'm sure some of you will appreciate it. 5:27 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Yes, got a concert tonight, so I'm out of here early. The London Philharmonic Orchestra is back in town. Okay, now. Interesting markets as always. Take stock markets here. First, the rally remains very much intact. It's managed to consolidate in a rising pattern. Korea had a terrific upward dynamic today. That's one of my very favorites among the largely industrialized markets. Japan closed today, but that TSE2 chart, which I posted, continuing to lead into new high ground. The banking sector has lagged a little bit recently, but despite that, it can't always go up, can it? But despite that, that lagging bank sector, I wouldn't be at all surprised to see the Nikkei and Topix jump higher here tomorrow. Certainly, they remain markets very much in form. European markets generally steady, more breakouts on the upside occurring and being extended, and the most dramatic action is Wall Street's overall performance. Strong in here again today, having been, I think it was down a little bit early on in the trading. And so Wall Street, if anything, is leading here right now, and that can only bode well for other stock markets in the run-in to year-end. And this move has a bit of momentum behind it. And given all that head and shoulders talk about the Dow and the underperformance that Wall Street had seen earlier on in the year, the fact that so many indices have broken to new highs for the year in the US certainly is bringing some money back in. It may actually be pulling a little bit of money away from other markets by, excuse me, some of the big global players that are based in the US. But as I said, it can only bode well generally, and it also indicates that there's still plenty of liquidity sloshing around in the system, and that's also bullish for markets. Now, what have we got elsewhere? Bonds, say US bonds, down a little bit in here today. A rising stock market is a headwind, and also they can only rally within what is an overall topping out pattern, and they need the deflationary fears to be ascendant to really do well, and I don't think we're going to see that. Even if we get a slowdown in the US economy next year, which we may or may not see, it's a reasonable chance we could. It wouldn't surprise me at all, but again, I maintain that bonds or global government bonds are in the top formation phase and have been so since their peaks for most of them at any rate, in June 2003. Now, what else is interesting in here today? The dollar, a little bit steadier. I'm nervous about this. I'd like to see the dollar pick up a little bit, and I'll probably turf out my long against the Swissie and the euro. Precious metals catching some profit taking in here today. I think that's partly related to the recent run that we've seen, which may make some people a little bit nervous in prior to the US holidays. We've got the Thanksgiving holiday tomorrow, and there are restricted trading hours or even closed markets on Thursday and to a certain extent on Friday. So a little bit of profit taking. There's a lot of wall of worry talk. You'll see it in the letters column, and you'll also see some very conservative assessments in that blockbuster big report from Barclays Capital, which I think is phenomenal regarding the whole background to all of these markets in terms of where they're produced, where they're consumed, and what the trends have been in that department. And they, of course, contain many, many opinions, as one would expect and require from a report. And theirs is conservative, no bad thing that, and of course, reasonable people can disagree on the subject. And indeed, many disagree on the subject of whether The whole move is cyclical or secular. You know my view. I maintain it's secular. Sorry about the scratchy voice in here in here today. And so a little bit of profit taking occurring in the precious metals, but as I speak, they're well off the lows that we've seen earlier today. And what am I talking about? Spot gold down $4. It's currently at 490.60 and got up a little over 495 yesterday and the high of this move to date, so no big deal. A little consolidation would be no problem. Technical action overall looks terrific. Oil's been softer in here today. This is down 74 cents as I speak. I suspect oil's in a bottoming area, but it's probably going to take a little bit of time. Good report by colleague John Ritchie that I posted here today. Good technical report on oil. Nice factual stuff. Well organized. In the other markets, what else to mention? Cocoa, might have looked a gift, well, not might have, appear to have looked a gift horse in the mouth here today. Slipping back a bit today, but not a downward dynamic as such. And industrial metals reacted downwards with the precious metals earlier on today, but have picked up. Here's an interesting one, for instance, nickel, which I've been talking about a little bit recently, is currently up $75. We haven't got the final curb closes yet, but that's at 12,650. 12,650, but it dipped down earlier today to 12,275. So that's a good bullish technical action. And before I come to a complete croaking halt, let's say that's it. I've covered the main points, and all the best to all of you.